弟兄姐妹们，大家请坐。
Brothers, sisters, please have a seat.
在读经分享之前呢，我们先按照进度读圣经。
We have to follow our Bible progress for tonight.
诗篇一百四十四篇一到十五节。
Psalm 144, chapter 1-15.
一百四十四篇。
Psalm 144.
我们用中文把整篇念一遍。
We're going to read in Chinese.
我们用国语齐声朗读，预备念。耶和华，我的磐石，是应当称颂的。他教导我的手征战，教导我的指头打仗。他是我慈爱的主，我的山寨，我的高台，我的救主，我的盾牌，是我所投靠的。他使我的百姓伏在我以下。耶和华啊，人算什么？你竟认识他？世人算什么？你竟顾念他？人好像一口气，他的年日如同影儿，快快过去。耶和华啊，求你使天下垂，亲自降临，摸山，山就冒烟。求你发出闪电，使他们四散，射出你的箭，使他们扰乱。求你从上伸手救拔我，救我出离大水，救我脱离外邦人的手。他们的口说谎话，他们的右手起假誓。神啊，我要向你唱新歌，用十弦琴设向你歌颂。你是那拯救君王的，你是那救仆人大卫脱离害命之刀的。求你救拔我，救我脱离外邦人的手。他们的口说谎话，他们的右手起假誓。他们的我们的儿子，我幼年好像树栽子长大，我们的女儿如同垫脚石，是按建功的样式凿成的。我们的仓盈满，能出各样的粮食。我们的羊在田间滋生千万，我们的牛驮着满驮，没有人闯进来抢夺，也没有人出去征战。我们的街市上也没有哭嚎的声音。遇见这光景的百姓变为有福，有耶和华为他们的神，这百姓变为有福。阿们。我们今天的读经一百四十四篇里面有几句话跟诗篇第八篇很雷同的。
Some of the things that we read today, it's very close to Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇，美国太空人他们摆了一个金属片刻着诗篇第八篇，现在还在月球上。
So the astronauts, U.S. astronauts, they have carved this verse and they send it to one of moon.
最著名的一句话就是人算什么，你竟顾念他。
So one of the most saying is, what is man, you think of him?
然后144篇我们读到最后的时候，我就想到一个没有战争的国家。
When we get to the end of 144, we think of a country with no war.
是多么的幸福。
And how blessed they are.
所以我们要为现在的俄乌战争、现在的美伊战争、以色列跟美国、伊朗之间的战争，我们要为这些战乱中的国家的百姓祷告。
We have to pray for the people that are fighting the Ukraine war, the Israel war, and the Iran war, and all the U.S. soldiers that are fighting right now.
感谢主耶稣，今天我要跟大家分享的读经心得的题目就在投影片上，但支派的见解。
Today, the topic I'm going to share today is the warning from the tribe of Dan.
那么第一章的 PowerPoint 呢，它会显示出来我们今天的主题经文出于士师记。
Today on the PowerPoint it shows that the main scriptures we're going to talk about is Judges 18.
然后有些辅助的经文，也就是说我在讲的时候， 分享查经心得的时候，就是根据这几个经节章节来的。
So when I speak tonight, all the supporting scriptures will be on the PowerPoint as follows.
所以有的时候啊，在投影片打出来的章节呢，我就没有要求大家翻，大家就可以看。
Sometimes, when I speak, the scriptures are not on the PowerPoint, so we can just read it.
我之所以会讲这个题目啊，是偶然的机会就发现，在启示录第七章里面，十二个支派里面居然没有但的名字。
So I came across this topic when it was the Revelation chapter 7. There is no the tribe of Dan.
然后创世纪的四十九章十六节十七节，雅各在临终之前给他的十二个儿子祝福的时候，讲到但的时候，把我吓一跳，居然祝福他说：“你就是毒蛇。”
So in Genesis chapter 49, when he was giving blessings to his 12 sons, he talked about Dan. He was bitten by the snake.
所以我就把查经的心得跟大家分享一下但支派的见解。
So this is the summary. I have the warning of the tribe of Dan.
首先呢，我要跟大家讲啊，有一个主题就是但支派它是蒙福的支派，可是它没有活出生命的乐章。
The first one to talk about the tribe of Dan was blessed yet failed to live out the God's calling.
下一个 PowerPoint.事实上呢，神早就把产业赐给但支派了。
God has already given them their inheritance.
在约书亚记十九章，你从十九章第一节看起来，他约书亚带着以色列百姓过约旦河进入迦南地的时候。
So if you can take a look at Joshua, chapter 19, when Dan was already received the eligible inheritance.
他所有的支派都抽签你。你抽到的整个应许之地，你要打什么地方？你要赶走哪些人？灭哪些族
？So when they draw and they what land you're supposed to attack and what land you're supposed to take over？
我们常常听说迦南七族，迦南七族就是说他们原来的原住民要被。以色列百姓十二支派瓜分了。
So we can hear that all these lands are supposed to be split among the 12 tribes.
只有利未支派没有分产业，不需要打仗，可是各支派所得的地要分一些城市给利未支派。
So only the Levites, they don't have to fight, but every tribe they have to fight and they have to share with the Levites.
所以约书亚记十九章四十节到四十八节，因为时间的关系，因为地名我们也不是很熟，我就不要读了。你有时间可以翻开来看。约书亚记十九章四十节、四十八节里面，但的支派是第七个抽到的。
In Joshua, chapter 19:40-48, it talks about that Dan was draw number 7 and talks about all the different places.
有啊，地名都打出来了。
All the lands, all the destinations has been here.
不是没有给他哦。
It doesn't mean that God didn't give him any land inheritance.
然后你看耶稣雅记十九章里面，各支派他分到的地方，他就去努力的打，努力的去占领。
So the land that they share, they will go and fight to retrieve the land that they were drawn.
迦南七族必须要灭绝的。
That they have to exterminate these tribes.
在生命记里面，摩西的遗命里面就跟他的百姓讲：你们一旦打进这个迦南地的时候，你们要把原住民给灭掉。
It talks about that if you fight this land, you have to exterminate all the natives that is on this land.
你会说好残忍哦。
You would say that is very hard to see.
跟现在以色列人在打巴勒斯坦人不一样。
It's different from the Israelites, Israel fighting Pakistan right now.
圣经有交代，他的百姓在埃及受苦四百多年，神把这四百多年给迦南七族的人，让他们选择相信神还是拜偶像。
So the 400 years that they have been working in Egypt, they chose to either believe in God or believe in the idol.
他们拜偶像，所以神要把他们灭绝。
So they choose to worship idols, so they have to be exterminated.
所以首先我们学到一个教训是什么呢？
So the first spiritual application, what did we learn?
就是说，我们每一个人都是选民，我们每一个人活在这个世界上，我们阿巴父神都有分产业给我们。
That we are all inheritance and that we have received all the blessings and graces from God, and God has given us what we need.
但是不是从天上掉下来的馅饼啊。
It doesn't fall from the sky.
自己要努力去耕耘，自己要努力去收割的。
That we have to reap and sow these fruitations.
我们来看士师记的一章三十四节。
Let's take a Judges chapter 1.Verse 34.
士师记的一章三十四节。
Judges chapter 1, verse 34.
好，亚摩利人强逼但人住在山地，不容他们下到平原。
The Amorites forced the Danites to the hill countryside, will not allow them to come down to the plain.
他们抽到的地界哦，大概就是靠近沿海，靠近地中海。也就是现在的以色列的西边。
So the land that they draw is close to the Mediterranean, is close to the west side of the Israel right now.
他们想要不劳而获，可是原住民亚摩利人怎么会那么简单的让你强占他们的土地？
They don't want to work as hard, but why would the Amorites let you work and take over their land?
一交手。就被赶到山上去了。
So they were fighting and they were shoot up to the country, the hillside.
所以我们从这个地方就可以看得出来，他们不是没有土地，但是他们没有努力的去打仗，他们没有努力的去跟亚摩利人征战。
We can see that they didn't fight for what they were given. They didn't fight against the Amorites.
你以为其他的十二支派，其他的支派很容易的就可以把原住民给消灭吗？
Do you think that the other 12 tribes didn't fight for what they were given?
最有名的一句话就是加勒跟约书亚讲，我还有未得之地啊。
It was the conversation that they still have another land that they didn't claim.
加勒跟约书亚讲， Caleb
and John.
To ask Joshua.
To ask Joshua, I still have land that I didn't claim.
对，八十五岁。
He was 85.
他说我还可以骑马打仗。
I still can ride a horse and fight.
结果他真的打了吗？
Did he really fight?
他悬赏，谁把那块地打下来，我女儿就嫁给他。
He said, whoever fought this land, I will marry my daughter to him.
谁去打？
Who went to fight?
重赏之下必有勇夫啊。就是士师记的第一个士师俄陀涅，把他打下来了，然后娶了加勒的女儿。
That was in the first Judges and married Caleb's first daughter.
所以主耶稣有赏赐福气给我们在世界上。
So God has given us a lot of grace that has given to us.
可是不允许我们不劳而获。
But it doesn't want us to. We have to fight for what He has given to us.
所以现在哦。有一件事情我必须要发出警告。
That is something that I want to warn everybody right now.
现在有人啊把房子贷款啊拿去买股票，因为股票好赚嘛。
So a lot of people are mortgaging their houses to go buy stocks because stock is really hot right now.
这个事情我做过。
I have done this before.
若不是因为在教会碰到一位长辈啊。他看到赵云霞的脸色非常难看。
So if it wasn't for the elderly that has I seen him and he didn't have a really good facial expression.
他是洪德明长老，洪德奇长老的二舅了。
Is the uncle of elderly Hong.
结果他就来问我，我就说啊，因为我把。房子贷款七百万买了泰丰轮胎，结果赔光了。
So I mortgaged my house for $7 million and I bought a stock and then I lost all the stock.
他说泰丰轮胎是我叫你去买的，没错。
Typhoon stock is a stock that I told you to go buy. That's what I said.
你200块买的，你400块没卖啊。
If you bought at 200, you didn't sell at 400.
太贪了吧。
You're too greedy.
啊，我没有做过股票，我也不晓得。我就说你，我以为还会涨。
I had never done stock before. I thought it was going to keep going.
他说啊，只有人告诉你买什么。但是他不会告诉你什么时候卖。
Only people will tell you when to buy, what stock to buy, but they will never tell you when to sell.
买股票有两种心态。
So when there's two kind of different attitude when it comes to stocks.
一个是你研究了这家公司，它的经营、它的策略、它的营运有前途。
So you do a research and see how the operation and their future, that you can see that they're going to be a good company.
你买了就长期投资。
That you buy it and you do a long-term investment.
还有一种心态就是投机。
And one is try to short the stock.
我今天买，明天卖，今天买，明天卖。
That I'll buy today and sell tomorrow.
很危险。
That is very dangerous.
好，借着今天的领会啊，跟大家讲啊。
Using today's service to tell everybody today.
台湾的股票太热了。
That Taiwan stock is very hot right now.
全世界都有名的。
It's very well known in the world today.
如果菜市场的阿巴桑都跟你讲说买哪一家股票，你就可以卖了。
Even the people that are selling vegetables in the supermarket were telling you which to buy.
所以我们要小心。
That we have to watch out.
我们不要因为我们看淡资派，淡资派就是这样子。有分给你，但是你要靠自己的努力去获得。可是你想不劳而获。
Just like the tribe of Dan, that they were given inheritance, but they didn't want to fight for what it was given to them.
是应许给你的，可是你要打下来，你没有打，所以亚摩利人后来非利士人把你赶到山上去。
So they were given to you, but you didn't want to fight. So the Amorites and the Philistines fought, and then they beat you to the hills.
第二个啊，但支派因为害怕征战，开始逃避。
Because they fear the battle, the tribe of Dan began to run from their calling.
在士师记十八章的第一节里面就有讲。
In Judges chapter 1, it says that.
直到那日子，他们。就是但支派还没有在以色列支派中得地为业。
Up to that day, they had not secured inheritance among the tribes of Israel.
是但没有出息啊。
It's because Dan is useless.
别的支派都打得差不多了。
All the tribes has fought what was given to them.
但支派不但没打赢，没有把抽签得到的地方占领了，反而被人家赶。
That they didn't fight what was given to them, what they were allocated, but they are still, they got shoot to the hills.
弟兄姐妹们，你猜但支派他打什么算盘？
So what was the tribes of Dan thinking about?
他们就去在迦南地啊，走周游列土，看看哪一个民族，哪一个原住民好欺负，好打。那个地方又肥沃，我们就去把它打下来。
So just walking around looking for fertile lands and see which tribes are easier to attack.
本来但支派所抽到的土地，我跟大家讲，你对以色列目前因为战争嘛，你大概有一个清楚的了解，就是靠地中海的西边那分配的地方。
So if you take a look at the Israel right now, it's close to the west side of the Mediterranean.
结果呢？结果他们跑到哪里去？你如果翻开这个圣经的地图啊，你居然会找到啊，有一个地名叫做但。
If you take a look at the Bible and the map inside, you'll take a look, you'll see a place called Dan.
那个地名啊，原来不叫但，叫拉邑。
If you take a look, it used to be a Lash before.
拉邑这个地方是一个小平原，土地又肥沃，然后他看到这些原住民好打， 所以但的支派就把拉亿的人杀光赶走，把拉亿的地方占领了，改名字叫但。
So when they were looking around, scavenger for fertile land, they came across this place named Lash, and it was very fertile, and they were they lived very peacefully, and then they took place, they fought this place, and they took this place, and they changed the name to Dan.
所以我们常常在看圣经，旧约圣经的时候，就会念到一个地名啊，说从但到别示巴，那但就是在最北边啦。
So if you take a look at it, we see Dan, that's on the most northern part of the map.
就在黑门山的旁边啊。
It's right next to Mount Ishmael, right next to it.
约旦河的发源地
is where the origin of the Jordan River.
黑门山哦，因为积雪，冬天的时候积雪，然后融化了，然后那水就流到约旦河，这样子一直流，一直流，流到死海，整条河。
So when the snow collects, when it melts, you go to the Jordan River, and it goes to the Dead Sea.
所以我现在讲到第二个但支派的弱点在哪里
So I talk about the second point of their weakness.
懒惰
That they are lazy.
怕死
That they are afraid to die.
结果把拉亿占领了改名但
That they took over Lash and they changed it to Dan.
我们又学到什么警训
What lessons did we learn?
第一个就是在我们的日常生活当中啊，我们不太祷告的。
The first in our daily life that we don't pray as often.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章，神在耶稣基督里所定的旨意，第一个常常喜乐，第二个不住的祷告，第三个凡事谢恩。
In Thessalonians, it says that we have to be happy, then we have to pray, and then we have to give thanks to God.
这是蒙福的来源啊
And this is why we rejoice, and this is why we rejoice.
对，所以不要忘记祷告。我们不习惯祷告，有的时候你跪下来，在家里也好，在教会也好，真的坦白的说，包括我自己在内，有的时候方言祷告，你自己魂游向外，你自己都不知道自己在想什么，在讲什么。
Sometimes when you pray, when you kneel down, you don't even understand what you're thinking or what you're saying.
我还宁可悟性祷告。你悟性祷告的时候，你还要想说我跟主耶稣要讲什么话。
Sometimes when you pray out loud, you still have to think of the words that you have to say to Jesus.
因为方言祷告是造就自己嘛。
So when you speak in tongues, you're helping yourself.
然后方言祷告又太轻松了嘛。
So when you speak in words, it's too easy.
所以我说啊，我们弟兄姐妹的方言祷告，包括我自己在内啦，叫做习惯性方言祷告。
So when we speak in tongues, it's talk about it's a habit that we have.
有一个执事哦，我不讲他的名字哦，他被安立执事以后啊，他到处问前辈、长老、传道，他说你们在按手的时候，你们的方言。会不会跟平常的方言跪下来祷告的方言不太一样
So they asked one of the elders to say if you are praying with hands when you pray does it change or is it the same when you pray by yourself or when you pray with hands
因为他刚立执事啊所以他在按手的时候非常的谨慎非常的小心
So he was just appointed so he was very aware when he was praying in hand
有一次他在我家里啊面对面的跟我讲，他说我在按手的时候，我口里面所讲出来的方言，跟我平常的时候在教会里跪下来祷告的方言不一样哎。
So he was at my house when we face to face. He said when I was praying by myself and was praying with hands, it's a little bit different.
我就跟他说，我说。平常的方言祷告叫做习惯性的方言祷告。
So when you pray in tongues, right, it's just a habit that you pray with.
你在按手的时候，你用爱心，你用信心按手的时候，真正的方言出来了。
So when you're praying with hands, you're using your care and your love, and that's a different kind of the Holy Spirit that you're using.
结果他就偷偷的讲，他说我也不知道我按手的人他有病，我也不知道我按手的人他心里面有痛苦，可是他们偷偷的来跟我说，为什么你按手就会有效。
I don't know what, when I was praying hands, what this person is thinking or if they're sick, but every time it feels like it's very effective.
弟兄姐妹，我讲到这里就好了，你自己用心去想。
I'll stop here and then please have a deeper thought of what I just talked about.
我们在祷告上啊，没有下功夫。
We're praying, we didn't spend enough time.
我常常在想啊，我们在教会里面大家祷告啊，都不知道对方在讲什么。
When we're praying in church, we don't even know what other people are saying.
你在家祷告的时候，你关起门来方言祷告。
When you're at home, you close the doors and you're speaking, praying in tongues.
因为保罗在圣经里面讲嘛，方言祷告是造就自己的灵性啊。
So when you, Paul says that when you're praying in tongues, it's you're helping yourself.
我为什么说关门呢？关门就是让你的心静下来。第二个，不会吵到隔壁。
So why do I say close the door? You're praying, that you are, calming yourself down and you won't, it won't bother the neighbors.
我们太习惯方言祷告了。
That we're too used to, praying in tongues.
啊，我们还会说。罗马书第八章讲的啊，用说不出来的叹息为我祷告，所以我祷告的时候，我也不知道我在讲什么，反正就是用习惯性的方言祷告。
In Romans chapter 8, we talk about how we pray and we don't know what we're saying, but we use our habits to pray.
小心呐、
啊！We have to be careful.
全家人在一起祷告的时候啊。最好是轮流悟性祷告。
That when we pray as a family, we should use our words to pray.
台北教会不是有实时祷告吗？
Don't we in Taipei Church we have a prayer group?
实时祷告里面都有悟性祷告的祷词啊。
That we already always have prayer knowledge. We always have scripts that we follow.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们在悟性祷告这方面。太软弱了。
So when we pray in knowledge, it's too weak.
太差了。
That we're not very up to par with.
坦白的说，你带着五岁的孩子、十岁的孩子，当他们没有方言祷告的时候，夫妻两个在那边里里碌碌，方言很流利。请问你的孩子有听懂吗？请问你的孩子有造就吗
？So when we're praying with our kids, when we're praying in tongues, does your kid really understand what you're praying for?
第二个啊，我们在教会里面工作啊，会比较。
So when we work in church, we'll have a comparison.
为什么？为什么都排他讲道
？Why do we always have him speak?
为什么排我做饭做菜
？Why do I have to cook?
啊，只排我弹琴。
And why do I just play piano?
因为我们互为肢体，我们的功用不一样啊。
That we have different functions, though.
你要有这个认知啊
！We have to understand what our responsibility is.
你就不会埋怨。
We shouldn't complain.
马大为什么埋怨
？So why did complain?
马大因为他看到他妹妹玛利亚在听主耶稣讲道，坐在主耶稣的前面，然后他去忙厨房的事情，准备主耶稣要吃的料理，他就说：“你叫玛利亚来帮我。”
So Maria was listening to what Jesus has to say, and he was working in the kitchen, and he told Maria to come help him.
我们在教会里面哦，要互助合作。
In church, we have to help each other.
要互相欣赏。
That we have to admire each other.
要看对方比我强。
That we have to see the goods in other people.
你就不会觉得在教会里面有什么好竞争的，在教会里面有什么好计较的。
Then we'll see that there shouldn't be any comparisons within the church.
第三个，我们会觉得信仰就是一种属灵的征战。
That we feel like the faith is just like a warfare.
有的时候很辛苦的。
Sometimes it's very hard.
我们就会妥协。
Sometimes we compromise.
我最近我有一个学生， 他全家移民到加拿大去了。
That I have a student that immigrated to Canada.
他是基督徒。
They are Christian.
他来我们家。
They came to my house.
然后我就跟他谈五大教义啊，介绍五大教义。
Now I was teaching the five lessons of Christianity.
他单单听到我们真耶稣教会的洗礼。要全身下到河流里 海里面去全身浸在水里面 他一直摇头他说这样子太麻烦了冬天会很冷啊
So talk about baptism that we have to submerge our full body into running water He says this is too problematic
我跟他介绍我们的领圣餐我说我们不管是一千人领圣餐也好一百人领圣餐也好看人的多少然后决定无效饼的大小
That doesn't matter when we have our Holy Communion, our leavened bread, 1,000 people, 100 people to judge how big of the leavened bread we can use.
他又摇头了
And he shook his head again.
他说为什么不到糕饼店啊去预定那些糕饼啊就我们教会都是这样子就一人发一块一人发一块
Why don't we just go to the bakery and just pre-order it and everybody gets a piece?
我跟他介绍啊我说这些都是圣经的教训我们不可以擅自更改的我们不能够因为麻烦我们就好逸恶劳越简单越好信仰可以这样子吗
This is all from the Bible We can't just because it's problematic that we try to simplify everything This is not what God wants intended for us to do
所以但的支派他的问题不是能力不是有没有能力打赢这场战争而是他用逃避躲避来代替信心。
So then, Danites, their problem is not their ability. Their problem is that they ran away and they escaped what God's mission for them.
第三个我要跟大家分享，但支派啊，他敬拜的神啊，是要找一个方便的神。
So number three, the tribe of Dan began worshiping a convenient God.
所谓方便的神啊，我举个例子来给你听。
I'm going to set an example what it means to be a convenient God.
他们也是一个拜独一真神的支派啊。
They're the one that pray to one true God.
在士师记你十八章回家好好看，十八章我用口述的，我讲但支派他们。怎么来寻找神
Judges 18, please go home and take a deep look at it. I'm going to use a shorter version for this.
他们周游列土，然后经过了以法莲的土地，然后有一个米迦 Micah 的家里面，哇，他发现有神，有神，有神。
So they were just wandering around and they saw this Micah's house and they say, oh, the Micah's house has scriptures and ephods and idols.
其实啊，都是偶像啦。
And they're all idols.
一尊一尊的，刻好的。
That they're all carved and idols, sculptures in this house.
然后他们还发现，哎，这个米迦家还有专属的祭司，哎，也是利未人。
And he saw that they have a priest and he is a Levite.
然后就跟那个米迦家的祭司利未人说：“跟我们走，跟我们走。你在这一家服侍，你拿薪水，就这样子寥寥无几。你到我们但支派来的话，几百几千人当我们的祭司，你的薪水很丰富的，你可以获得很多的，你还有年终奖金呢。”
And he told the priest that you should come and be our priest, that you have a lot more salary, that you follow, you'll be the priest of hundreds of thousands, not just this household.
圣经没有讲得那么露骨了。
The Bible didn't go as simple as this.
但是我把它解读成这样子，就是这个利未人，他受到诱惑了。他本来答应在米迦家当祭司，啊，但支派要聘我去当整个但支派的祭司啊，好好好，就把米迦家的偶像以弗德全部带走，跟着但支派走。
So the priest was tempted. He wanted to be the priest of the Danites, and it took all the ephods and took all the idols and left with the Danites.
当然这个利未人是不应该这样子做。
Of course, this Levite shouldn't have done what he has done.
你继续读下去的话啊。
If you continue reading,
这个利未人居然是摩西的孙子，葛顺的儿子。
If you take a look at this, it's son of Gershom.
所以有的人会说，神为什么让约书亚的子孙当祭司、大祭司，而不是摩西的子孙呢？
Why do you think that God made Joshua's son the high priest, not the son of son of Manasseh?
我们都不要批评了，但总而言之哦，摩西这个家族的宗教教育不够好了。
Well, we shouldn't criticize, but because the religious education of Moses is not the best.
约书亚的家庭教育也不好。
Joshua's religious education is also not very stable.
对。所以我们要特别谨慎。
That we have to be very aware.
以前因为工作的关系啊，我常常去林崇道长老家。
Because of my work, I have to go to the elder Lin's house.
啊，林崇道长老也常常会跟我谈一些他做圣工的经验。
He always shared that he the experience of doing God's work.
然后他跟我讲了一句话，我到现在都没有忘记。
He says something that I still remember till now.
他说啊，郭鼎顺长老跟他讲
，that elderly Guo said to him，
问他一个问题
，ask him a question，
为什么我们真耶稣教会的长老执事、传道人的子子孙孙信仰一代不如一代
？Why do our the offsprings and the generations are not up to par with what we are right now？
我讲这句话哦，不是要求长老只是传道人的家庭教育，是要求我们每一个人，包括我自己在内。
I'm not talking about just the elders and the priests and everything. I'm talking about including myself.
我记得我在嘉义读高中的时候。
I remember when I was studying high school in 嘉义。
然后我在嘉义教会跟弟兄姐妹在一起。
When I was with the brothers and sisters at church,
地点教会
the destination is church.
我爸爸骑个脚踏车过来
and my dad rode a bike to the church.
当众说你明天要补考，你还在教会玩
that you have to make a makeup test and you're still here playing in church.
我一路哭回家
that I was crying all the way home.
跟妈妈告状。
I told my mom.
后来妈妈跟爸爸说。
And my mom told my dad.
圣德的功课不好。
That my homework is not good.
可是如果他的信仰比功课好，我就心满意足了。
That if his belief is better than his homework, then I am okay with that.
我永远记得这句话。
That I always remember what my mom said.
给大家做参考。
That please put this and think about it.
但支派犯的错误就是什么
？So what is the mistake that the Danites made？
他就是选一个，我要拜神，我要拜神，但是越轻松越好啊，捡现成的。
That I have to worship to God, but it's easier the better. So I just make something that's made belief, a man made.
最好选一个宗教哦，对我们都没有什么要求的，没有什么五大教义、十大信条，因信称义，口里相信啊，心里相信，口里承认，得救了，得救了。
That we can have a religion that doesn't have any teachings, and that we just say we're saved, we're saved.
所以但支派就是这个心态啊。
So this is the attitude that the Danites have.
第四个我要跟大家分享的。
The fourth point is.
我们晓得啊、哦，以色列，他的版图最大的时候是所罗门王的时候。
So we can see that Israel when there's big at its forces at when King Solomon was there.
北幼发拉底两河流域，南埃及小河，整片土地都是所罗门的疆土。
That from north to south, it's all of belongs to King Solomon.
后来。 所罗门的儿子罗波安呐、啊，因为讲话得罪了百姓，所以百姓就反叛，分为北朝以色列，南朝犹大。
That because of Solomon, King Solomon's son said something that disrespect the people, that they were split into two, that they were north and the south of Israel.
我们晓得、哦、那个罗波安呐、啊。耶罗波安啊，罗波安是所罗门的儿子，无才。耶罗波安是太精明了，所罗门王发现这个人啊，不杀不行。结果耶罗波安躲到埃及去。
So, Jeroboam went to Egypt.
结果所罗门王死了，耶罗波安带着百姓反叛。然后成立了北朝以色列。
That after King Solomon died, his son fought back, and that they were able to establish Israel again.
他怕以色列百姓。
That he was afraid of the people of Israel.
按照立位记规定啊，以色列的男丁啊，一年三次三节要到耶路撒冷去朝拜。
That they have to go back to Jerusalem three times.
逾越节、五旬节，还有祝棚节。
And under those three circumstances, that they should go back to Jerusalem to pray.
他心里想说，如果我以色列的百姓每年三次跑到耶路撒冷去，那他们的心就归向了犹大了。
So if they go back three times throughout the year, that means that their loyalty will go back to Judah.
结果他立了两个大偶像，就是牛、牛犊，一个摆在但北边的但，一个摆在南边的伯特利。
That he established two golden calves, one in Bethel and other in Dan.
但就是以色列百姓。
Dan is the
诱导以色列百姓拜偶像的发源地了。
So Dan is the starting point of Israelites' idolatry.
从这件事情我们学到什么
？From here, what do we learn?
有的时候啊，我们在信仰上啊，会偷懒。
Sometimes in our faith, we become lazy.
不想聚会。
That we don't want to come to service.
对，安息日，上下午太麻烦了。我守一个上午，吃个爱餐，回家睡午觉。
Sabbath will come in the morning, and then we'll take or eat, and then we'll go home.
Okay, 你方便自己，对不对？可是你的儿女都看在眼里啊。
We convenient ourselves, but your sons and daughters are following your footsteps.
爸爸妈妈、爷爷奶奶对教会的聚会不热衷，那我们何苦来哉呢？
Mom and dad, grandpa and grandma are not passionate about going to church, so why do we need to?
那这就是家庭信仰的破口。
So this is the religious education at home and the breach at home.
我到现在哦，都怀念我的外婆。
I still miss my grandma.
我外婆活到104岁，无疾而终。
My grandma lived till 104.
他是在中国大陆就信了真耶稣教会。
She started to believe True Jesus Church in China.
他不看医生的。
She doesn't go to the doctors.
他高血压、牙齿痛、胃痛、头痛，都不看医生啊。
She has headaches. She has stomach aches. She has heartaches, but she doesn't go to the doctor.
他跟爸爸妈妈住，爸爸把车发动了，妈妈在门口换好衣服等他了。他在房间里祷告，祷完告了，他说：“我牙齿不痛了，我血压不高了，我 OK 了，我不要去医院了，我可以不要去医院了。”
So the mom was the dad started the car. The mom was waiting, and then she was praying in the bedroom. And after she prayed, she said, "I don't need to see the doctor anymore because all my pain has gone away."
我都看在眼里啊。
I have seen it many times.
小的时候，我睡在他旁边。三四岁的时候睡在他旁边。
When I was 3-4, I slept right next to her.
天没有亮，他就起来梳头、化妆。
When it was still darkest, I should wake up and she'll comb her hair and put on makeup.
早上六七点了，把我叫醒，牵着我的手，从光彩街的头一直走到东门教会。 现在嘉义的总会啊。
So from around 6-7, he would take my hand, and then she would walk me through down the street to the church.
然后在妇女祷告室跟江雅各执事的妈妈陈慈爱执事两个人都在那边不约而同的祷告。
That they will pray in one of the rooms with another elder.
我祷告不到两分钟就起来了，就坐在椅子上，脚在那边晃啊晃啊晃，等他们。
I pray for no more than 2 minutes. I'll sit on the side and I'll swing my legs to wait for them.
但是呢，我从小就有一个印象。
But I always have an impression of them when I was younger.
然后读到小学的时候，外婆每天晚上都去聚会啊。
That when I was in elementary school, my grandma would go every day after school.
也是叫我坐在她旁边。
She always tell me to sit next to her.
然后回家的路上，走路回家的路上就问我今天讲到的题目是什么。
So on the way home, she quizzed me about what was the topic of the service today.
如果题目答对了
，If I answer correctly，
然后想有赚去菜市场吃鱿鱼羹。
If we get it right, we'll take a right turn and we'll go eat something nice。
答错了，想左转走路回家。
If I get it wrong, make a left and we'll go home。
我是在这种教育的培养下长大的。
So this is kind of the religious education I was raised in.
我不能忘记他，就是他抄圣经，他抄圣经一直抄到90岁，他的笔记本啊堆起来有那么高，一本一本抄圣经。
That she would copy the scriptures and she would pile them up and was piled very high.
有一个镜头我到现在都不能忘记，在北投我妈妈家，然后她哭着跟我说。我不知道为什么我的字写不直了，歪了。他一写歪，写错字，他就把整页撕掉。
There's a vision that I still have that she was copying the scriptures of the Bible, and then when she couldn't line it up, she would rip them up and she cried and said, "How come my words are crooked?"
他对神是忠心的。
She was very loyal to God.
在我有记忆以来，安息日不但守全天，早餐、中餐他禁食。
I remember that she would follow her Sabbath fully, and that she will fast for breakfast and lunch.
家庭出现破口，教会就会跟着来破口。
A breach in the family is a breach in church.
然后我们的下一代的信仰就会迷失掉。
Then the breach of the next generation will be disappeared.
最后我要跟大家讲啊，但的支派在启示录第七章里面没有出现。
So lastly, I want to share with you that the 12 tribes in Revelation 7, chapter 7, Danites didn't show.
这是一开始我就跟大家讲的。
So this is something I already shared in the beginning.
所以信仰哦。如果一直妥协，一直偷懒
，So if faith, if we keep on compromise, if we can become lazy,
我们就会失去了我们属灵的生命的见证。
So this will lose all our testimony that was given to us.
雅各为什么说但会在马路上做毒蛇？
So Jacob, why did Jacob say that he would become a serpent on the side of the road?
创世纪四十九章的十七节。
Genesis chapter 49.
如果说但是毒蛇的话，大家对毒蛇了解吗
？So if Dan is the serpent, do we understand what the serpent means?
它不但有毒，而且它很狡猾。
If it's not very sneaky, then he's always poisonous.
所以但这个支派啊。在十二个兄弟里面，他是有智慧的，他是有能力的。
So Dan in the 12 tribes see that he has knowledge and he has ability.
但是他不顺服神啊。
But he's not obedient to God.
所以这种智慧会导致诡诈，导致自我中心，导致脱离教会的制度。
So all this will become self-centered, that he will be haunted by the evil spirit, and then that he will separate from the church.
今天呢，我要做一个归纳。
Today I want to compartmentalize something.
但 半支派的堕落，它有一个脉络可循。
That the fall of Danites, they follow a pattern.
面对困难的时候，他觉得打不赢，他就选择逃避。
So when they couldn't fight, they decided to run away.
选择逃避以后，他就必须接受对方开给他的条件，想出一个折中的办法。
That after they ran away, they were able to accept compromise.
就随波逐流。
That they were more convenient was for them.
摩西再三的警告以色列百姓。
Moses warned about the Israelites.
你要把迦南七族彻底的灭绝。
That you have to exterminate all of the people on this land.
以色列百姓不听啊。
Israelites don't want to listen.
要留下那个漂亮的，留下那些健美的，留下那些有劳动力的，成为他们的外劳。
That you have to save the people that are useful as their slaves and servants.
结果呢，就跟着迦南七族的人拜偶像。
And they started to worship the idols.
最后我们三个反思。
Lastly, we have three reflections.
神给我们的产业，我们是否逃避？
Am I avoiding the inheritance God has given me?
神要我们面对困难，而不是选择逃避。
And God wants us to face our tribulations, not to run away from it.
第二个，我们必须要问问自己。
The second, we have to ask ourselves.
我们是不是选择一个方便敬拜的神？
Am I choosing a convenient God?
而不是取代顺服。
Or replacing obedience.
第三个，我们要成为我们的子孙的榜样，还是成为家庭祭坛的破口？
The third reflection is why I become the blessing or the stumble block of the future generations.
我们不是因为没有应许，而是因为我们离开了应许。
It's not because we don't have any promises that we run away from them.
我们一生中最大的失败不是打不赢。
Our biggest failure in life is not because we are not able to win.
而是逃避了神所给我们的战场。
It's to run away from what God, the mission that God has given us.
Amen.
Amen.